What's going on?
It's
I'm laughing with you. Doesn't have to be about that stuff.
Shh, don't tell my mom. Hello, hello, and welcome to Don't Tell My Mom with Liz. That's me, and today we have a very special guest, Joe Marchiondo. Am I saying that correctly?
So yes, technically, like the American way, that's how you say it. That's how everybody around here says it. Let's put it that way.
Mid-Michigan.
Yeah, mid-Michigan. Everybody knew me growing up as that. Now I'm going to pull out my Italian card here and say, the way you pronounce it in Italian, though, is like Marchiondo. So, but I...
Can you put it together for us?
Joseph Marchiondo. But nobody...
Wow, do you do it with the hand,
too?
Well,
yeah, you have to. You have to. But if I said that to people, they'd be like, what? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people know my family of, like, the Marchiondos, but...
Marchiondos.
Yeah, Marchiondo.
What did I just said Marchiondo.
That's good, though. I like that because that's...
I guess?
It's closer because you put the Italian Iando on it, even with the Americanized Marsh, you know what I mean?
Do you have a good Italian impression?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I swear on here?
Absolutely.
Okay, the fuck you talking about, eh?
You sound like New York Italian.
Yeah, I can do... Hey, come
like
on,
the I'm Bronx!
Back. Oh, yeah. Tony's got something to talk to you about, eh? I don't know. It's okay. I'm sorry.
It's not bad. Do you have any... I know you, actually, I heard... that you're kind of famous for a certain impression.
Yeah, my friends told me not to do the Mickey Mouse voice. And I found out one day that I could do the Mickey Mouse impression. It's probably like a huge ick because my friends would always tell me like, Joe, never do that in front of a girl. They're like, don't. And it's like a party trick for me. You know what I mean? You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, hey, y'all. How you doing? Oh. Well, that's all right. You want to come to my clubhouse? Huh?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, toodles. So, yeah. And
why don't you, like, do that on the side? Like, get a Mickey Mouse, like, mascot outfit?
And do you go to, like, children's parties as Mickey Mouse?
It's good side hustle money.
Yeah, true. I never even thought about it like that. I don't know, because my friends would always tell me, they're like, Joe, that is so creepy. Don't do that. I have nephews. I grew up, and the reason being probably, I don't know, I grew up, my mom has daycare, so I was always like, kids TV was always on, so Mickey Mouse Clubhouse would always be on there, a lot of stuff would be on there, and I just guess it infiltrated my brain, my vocal cords. I'm sorry, I sound very... odd.
No, I think fuck your friends. That's a cool party trick.
Okay, thank you.
I'm trying to think of like what my go-to party trick is. Definitely not an impression.
Can you do accents?
Okay, so
because I like to think I can do some accents pretty well. I can do an Aussie from down under.
I really hope you guys let us know about Joe's accents.
Yeah, would you like to hear these on my day job? I don't know if I should do that. I probably should.
I think they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because you're on...
Buck 92.
Yes.
Yeah. And I fill in sometimes on like WCZY 104.3. But yeah.
Yeah, guest appearances. Yeah. Sure.
Celebrity guest appearance.
I feel like... Okay, calm down. I feel like... country people, though, like, if they heard some of these accents, and they would just be like, what the fuck, Joe? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're like, this is supposed to be our afternoon drive, and you're ruining it. Not that you would, by any means, just like, I feel like that would be their mindset.
No, yeah, they'd be like, why is he randomly now doing this?
But I feel like on a morning show... And maybe like, yeah, CZY adult hits format, mm-hmm. For sure. Those are fun.
Yeah, I have this character I've made because I found out in a past job that legally you can't do Mickey. You can do an impression of Mickey Mouse, but you can't say you're Mickey Mouse, technically.
I am a famous mouse.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is my impression of a famous mouse.
Yeah, you can't use their likeness. And that's with air quotes around it, but yeah.
Yeah, so, Disney's pretty strict about those things.
Yeah, I didn't know that until a past boss told me that, and he was like, well, you can make another character, though. And I was like, I see what you mean. So I created Ricky the Rat. Yo, this is Ricky. He's a little harder. Cousin's a Mickey. You might know him. I don't know. But don't fuck with me.
Ricky the Rat, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know. Do you think that's an ick? Because I've had plenty of friends tell me. You said it's a good party trick, but like...
It's a good party. I mean, like...
It's got to be a little bit of an ick.
I guess I wouldn't go up to a woman at the bar and open with like, hi, I'm Mickey. Like, you know what I mean? But if it just like comes out when it, if it... Have you done that?
No. No. I have it, really. I have
Oh, okay, okay. No. I was like, now I'm a little concerned and that might be an ick. But no, it's a cool party trick. Yeah, like I said, just don't like, you know...
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my bedroom in like a
oh
Mickey
my
Mouse?
God.
In like a Mickey Mouse accent. I'm just saying. That's where it could definitely be an ick.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you earlier. And can you do any accents? Because I just went into my Australian.
Oh.
Because I just get carried away doing accents. But
so I can't do. This is funny because in the car earlier I was practicing my Irish accent.
Okay.
And I have to say the number 5 to get into an Irish accent. And I'm not, I might say one sentence, but I'm not going to like publicly embarrass myself right now. But okay. I say five.
Five?
To get five. Into it. Yeah. I'm really going to embarrass myself, I think, if I go any further. But I have to say five like a couple times. And then I.
Is that called something? Because I have to do the same thing when I do my Mickey Mouse voice. Like, I have to be like, oh, I don't know. Like, have to be like, oh, right.
I don't know. I just call it like my get ready phrase.
Yeah. When you're getting ready. Okay.
But also, if you don't know what Joe and I are talking about at all, we are on-air personalities. They made it sound so fancy now. at Latitude Media and... I have to tell you, like, I came to the company as an intern and obviously hoping for a job afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out they were hiring you on and to do like our brother's for our brother's station, Buck 92.
Yep.
And I was so nervous because they said that.
Why?
You had like 9 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, okay, how old is he? He's like, oh, he's like your age. And I said, what the fuck? 9 years? That kid's been in radio since he was in high school? Like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, I got in it when I was 17. Yeah, 17. No, yes, no. 15. I was 15. I don't know.
For a long time.
A long time, yeah. In high school is when I started doing it.
And I don't want to say, like, I was insecure that you were going to replace me. Wink, wink. But
why?
I was, I don't know. Well, because I'm, like, brand new, right? And this is my first job as in radio.
Yeah.
And I love it. Absolutely. But... Yeah, when they said this new kid was coming to the studio with 9 years of experience, I said, oh my God, they're going to replace me.
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
You're still on the morning show. What will your next show be? Number?
Ooh.
Now, you don't
I'm
have
in
to
the
share.
130s okay. right now.
Dang.
I know. It's kind of cool how, my host, Sean, like keeps track.
Yeah.
Of all of our shows. He started keeping track of his like I don't know, one day randomly before I got here.
Yeah.
But then he kept track of my shows and I was like, well, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep track of my shows too.
And it's cool if you're a listener, especially if you're a listener that's getting up every single day with you guys that is hearing like that. I don't know. It's like a continuous, like, okay, this is my routine. These are the people I wake up with and I listen to music with and hang out with. And okay, like everybody's in the same... Everybody might not be doing the same thing, but they're all in the same, like, you know, fight together, you know, of doing life.
Yeah, definitely. Mid-Michigan's like such a small, not like small, but I mean, yeah, it's a small community.
Mm-hmm.
And just a very like involved community.
Oh, yeah. And all the little towns around are very involved too.
And I have to, we'll move on. But you're on our brother's station, and you're like, the afternoon drive. I'm just kidding. I can't do that guy's voice or stationality's
the
voice.
The afternoon drive.
It's Joe Walter. He actually sounds very peppy.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your radio name, Joe Walters. But it's Joe Walters, and you're listening to Buck 92. And like, he really draws out his twos. That was a terrible impression. You guys got to tune in to listen.
I think that was pretty spot on.
Thanks.
I've heard it plenty of times. I couldn't tell the difference, truthfully.
Sure. Other than he has a much deeper voice than me.
Yeah.
Very important question for you.
Okay.
Do you like country music?
I do like certain parts of country music. I do like certain songs in country music. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like a lot of new country music. And when I say new country music, I mean like 2010s to now, because it has become very poppy, you know,
super mainstream.
Very mainstream, very like cookie cutter-esque of like, this is what works, so this is what we're gonna put out, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. At the end of the day, the music industry is a business. But I really do like 90s country. The certain songs in 90s country, because I just grew up listening to them. Let's put it this way. Am I going to go, like, when I'm listening to my music, go search it out? No. But if I'm listening to the radio and there's a good country song on, I probably wouldn't change it unless I found a different song of a different genre that I like more, you know?
So what is your favorite genre of music?
Probably classic rock, 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, more like 70s, I'd say, rock. I like 80s rock, where they got the hair bands, but that also, I was saying, like, cookie cutter. And I get there's a lot of people that like 80s music. They like the big hair bands.
Yeah, watch
it. I'll tread lightly, but I feel like that was also a very, like, mainstream time to where they were like, oh, they're doing this way, so we're going to do it this way. You know what I mean? In the 70s, you saw different bands. Yes, there was, like, the flower power and, like, those types of, like, hippie types of, I guess, aesthetics. But there was also, you know, you had Black Sabbath, you had Led Zeppelin, you had soft classic rock, you had Jerry Rafferty and, like, some, like, blues. I like a lot of old music. I like to think I'm a very old soul.
Okay, so if someone doesn't like your favorite music genre, is that an ick?
No.
Really?
Not at all. I don't think so. No. If somebody doesn't like my...
I'm talking like at all. Like doesn't...
This is where, like, if they don't like it, it's not an ick. If they voice... like constantly that, like, that sucks, or like, I don't know, that might be getting on the verge of an ick. Yeah.
Wow. So I'm really questioning, what's an ick for you? Like, what are a couple of your icks?
I guess that leads me into my first ick. Like the one that, what leads me into it is like you said, like if people don't like your music, if they're going to like spout it off and like voice their opinion on that, because there's some music that I'm not gonna like go searching out, but like I'm still gonna appreciate that it's music and that like somebody made it, you know what I mean? I'm a musician also, and I have been since I was like 6 years old, and that might be like an aspect of like, there's a lot of music I've played that I really like to play. There's a lot of music I've played that I hated. And I'm like, well, there's some people that enjoy this. You know, somebody's getting something out of this.
That's such a great point of view to have. However, me not coming from that point of view.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't like my music. That's a fucking ick for me.
Okay. Like, and when you say, like, if they don't like it, if they're like, no, I'm not going to listen to that.
Yeah, that's okay. A total ick.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because
yeah.
I listen to it. I like metalcore and, like, alternative, mm-hmm. hard rock. Those are my favorite genres. And I just can't get behind country music.
Yep.
Absolutely not. But pop music, except for there are exceptions to everything, obviously. Country music, absolutely no exceptions. But pop music, exceptions, right? But yeah, if someone said, I hate your music and we're not going to listen to your music in your car, I'd be like, ew, tuck and roll, buddy. Like, yeah. Get out.
Yeah, no. That's an ick. I was going to say my first big ick is probably people getting like mad or like having not even mad, but just like being negative for no reason. You know what I mean? Like that in that scenario right there, like, oh, I don't like this, but like, we're not going to listen to it. I don't know. I guess what I wrote down when you said what are some icks? Getting mad over dumb shit is what I wrote down. That's
story of my life.
Yeah, that's like a big ick. Like if if somebody is going to be getting mad over something that you personally think is not a big deal and they get mad about it or like let that like.
Kind of.
Okay.
Do you have an example? Previous relationship or like friendships? Or someone just gave you like a really hard ick?
Yeah. Friendship of like, I was okay. So I get this. It's kind of a long story, but I was in this group chat with like probably like 4 or 5 people. And we play some video games with some people in this group chat. Well, this is one random day and I get home from work and I texted this group chat and I said, hey, and I just said to this single person who usually plays this game and like nobody else ever plays this game. And I said, hey, do you want to play this game? And they said yes. And then everybody else in the group continued to, I don't know, I felt like it was a dog pile. And because they were like, why didn't you ask us? Why didn't you ask us? And immediately I was like, oh, sorry. And then they just got so mad about it. And I was like, all right.
And that's an ick.
Yeah. I was like, sorry, miscommunication. Didn't mean to come off as rude, but then they were like, no, you are rude. That is rude. And I'm like, but you know me. Like, you know I'm not
meaning
it that way.
You don't like this fucking game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I thought you would want to play, I would ask you. Like, I, you know, like, and yeah, it was just a big ick. Like, I was like, I don't fuck with people that get mad over dumb shit, especially when they know I mean well. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to get mad at me for something dumb when you know I didn't even mean it that way, like, you're just wasting your time and mine. Like, why are you wasting energy? You know what I mean?
Damn.
Sorry, but...
Welcome to Joe's TED Talk and life advice.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I will tell you, I had thoughts about inviting a man onto this podcast because I was like, what the fuck are they gonna bring to the table? Not to like be really sexist or anything, but no. I remember when I asked you, I said, hey, do you want a podcast with me? I said it exactly like that, by the way. We didn't, and I asked you and then you kind of like just nodded your head. And then we didn't talk about it for a while.
Yeah.
And then I asked you the other day and I was like, not to be like pushy or anything, but like, you never brought this up again. So like, it's cool if you don't want it. I get it if it's not your thing. Like, don't tell my mom. Like,
no, I wanted to, but I remember like when you first started doing your podcast, you were like, I might want to like start like a 2-person podcast. And I was like thinking, I'm like, is that like what Liz... meh, or is this like just I, and then I also thought, I'm like, yeah, what do I have to bring to the table?
Because you told me, you're like, I tell my mom everything. I'm like, oh, we clearly have different relationships with mothers. I showed you that one reel,
yes,
right? That
yeah.
There's this comedian and she goes, mothers and daughters have different relations. Like mothers, daughters and sons have different relationships mm-hmm. with each other. Mothers are like, oh my gosh, you're my favorite little boy. Like, I love you so much. And then she goes, mothers and daughters is a bit more like, you look fat in that. And I think that's the perfect representation.
Yeah, I can't lie. My mom, I am the baby of the family, but my mom and dad did baby me. They spoiled me.
You have two older sisters.
Two older sisters.
So you saw
yeah.
like the teenage years, kind of.
Yeah.
Right? With
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I saw a lot. You know how a family household can be through teenage years.
Mom, like, Jackson's going to pick me up and I'm going to prom with him. And she's like, the fuck you are. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's how I imagine your household.
No, it was more like me throwing a chair across the kitchen at the.
Jesus Christ. You didn't get me my favorite colored toy? What?
No, it's because Jess was like on the phone and I wanted to use the internet and that's when we had dial up.
Oh my God.
And I was
shut
like,
up.
I want to get on iCarly.com. Freddie just posted a new web video.
She goes, I'm talking to my boyfriend. Leave me alone.
On MSN Messenger. Yeah. Did you guys ever have dial up?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember I would sit. It was like only available in my parents' room. There was like the one cord.
Yeah.
And so when my parents were gone, me and my sister would just like sit in there and she'd be like on MySpace. But my parents didn't know she had a MySpace. I'm like just hanging out with her. Like
I remember MySpace so much.
Yeah, it's so different now, right? Like people are like tiptoeing around their friends and don't get me wrong, like I've definitely done it too, but dude, it was brutal back then because you had a top, you could pick how many people, right? But like top 10 friends, like who's your number one this week? And it's like, Rachel pissed me off, so she's fucking not even on there. And I'm moving Tracy to number one or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that was public for the world to see.
See, mine, I didn't even think I had a top 10 list. I just remember constantly changing out my background on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was like, when people come to my page, this is what they see.
I want it to look so cool.
Yeah. And I remember switching out like the bands of who I listened to. And I'm like, people are going to come to my page and they need to know who I listen to. They need to know.
Red Hot Chili Peppers only.
Not only. No. Like 75% of the time, probably.
Okay. So any other like big icks? And I love the term icks as well because it's not even a millennial thing.
No,
I think
yeah.
it's such a Gen Z, but like now we're all speaking like that, right? And like older people are going to be like boomers are. What the fuck is an ick? What do you even mean? But I would love like just the conversations are hilarious. I
yeah.
think.
Do you when do you think of something that's cringy becomes like an ick? You know what I mean? Is it when they do Ooh. It? Like, is it when a crush does it? Or is it... Because there's a lot of cringy things that people do. That's another word that, like, you know, is so, like, millennial.
Cringy,
yeah. That's so cringe. But, like, I live life and I'm, like, I say that to myself sometimes when I see stuff online where I'm like, that's cringy. Like, that's just what we grew up knowing of, like, oh, that's... Or I personally, like, that's the way I describe that. That's... Ew, like, why would you do that? I don't know. Everybody can do what they want.
Yeah,
but
I feel like cringe and icks are pretty much the same.
The same?
Or no, I don't know. I feel like cringy is, no, I guess they can be different. Like, I feel like icks are borderline red flags.
Yeah.
Or maybe just straight up red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Cringy is like... Ooh, I didn't like that, but it's not
but it like is still, it's, yeah, I'm going to let it pass.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
I'm going to let it slide.
Cringy is really fucking sentimental.
Okay.
I'm not a sentimental person. Oh, I'm all right. Well, I'm not a super sappy person. Yeah. So, oh, this is, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Tell me. Cringe story. When couples post each other on their social medias. Woman crush Wednesday, man crush Monday. Couldn't do life without this person. Like, love you so much. You mean everything
that's
to
what
me.
You mean?
Like, yeah, I hate those. I think those are so cringy. And like they're cringy and they're also an ick to me.
I thought you were talking about those times when like a couple, somebody leaves signed in on like their, someone will grab their phone and go on Facebook and tag their significant other and be like, they are so amazing. They are blah, blah, blah. And it's just them saying about themselves. I'm like, we all know
that's
this.
The same. Okay. It falls under the same category.
Okay.
Anything like that. Cringy, icky. I don't like it.
Okay. I don't think I have any other cringe. My first one, or not cringe, but icks. My first one was getting mad over dumb shit. It sounds like I'm writing off people's feelings.
No, I mean, it's how you feel, though. So listen, like, exactly. Some people think like, oh my God, my partner just posted this thing about me. They love the social media attention and screaming it to the world. But I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. No, I agree. But is it kind of weird that I don't have, like, that's like the only ick that I can think of. I guess I was just like really, I don't want to say like lucky, but I guess I like lucked out in like not having to experience a whole lot of like icks.
How have you not experienced a lot of icks?
I've only had like probably 3 actual relationships. And it's been a while since the last one. So I haven't, my mind hasn't really been like focused on like that portion of like thinking of those things, you know? I've just been like living life, like not thinking about relationships. So I haven't really been thinking about like icks.
But you've been on Tinder and other dating apps, right?
Yeah. Truthfully, I'm not on them anymore. Like I kind of gave up on them, you know? It was too many people.
Too many icks.
Too many people not replying when I just try to open a conversation and be like, hi, how's it going? After they would match. And I'm like, okay, like, apparently you don't like me saying hi. What? Okay. Like, I don't know, you know?
I also want to say, I think Tinder is probably the worst. And this is why I'll never be sponsored by them, but...
is the reason being... Sorry, I interrupted you. Are you going to say it's for hookups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's other ones. And I have friends who have met their partners on other dating apps like Hinge.
Mm-hmm, I've heard of that. And Bumble.
Yep.
Bumble's kind of cool because I have a buddy in Colorado who literally told me one day when he moved out there, like the first week, he's like... I called him like, how's it going? He got a new job and was loving it. And he's like... I actually am going to meet some friends tonight. And I'm like, how the hell did you meet some friends already? Because he works at home. He's like, Bumble has literally like a friend section. And
yeah.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then when I went out there, I got to meet the same friends that he met off of Bumble. They're dope people. I was like, that's sick.
I remember my friend, she told me she used to live in Georgia. And she told me that she was meeting friends off of Bumble. And I said, no, that's not real. They're gonna try and hook up with you. And she's like, no, like, she's like, I mean, that might happen or whatever, but you can meet friends on Bumble. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
How long it's been since I have been on dating apps. I can't do it. Refuse. Okay. I don't know. Personal preference.
Well, yeah. But I do, you wanna see my Tinder?
Your Tinder bio?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's probably going to be a big ick. I'm thinking maybe the people weren't replying. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was just me saying, hey, what's up?
Okay, let's see the Tinder. You have so many pictures on here. First of all, green flags, right? I hate those people who only have like one. And it's like some douchebag who has his shirt off and you can't see his face.
See, my pictures that I put on my Tinder are like, I don't know. I got some pictures on there with, I think, I don't know. It's been, like I said, it's been a while since
this
I
one's
ever.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
This one's probably your most douchey one.
Oh, yeah. That's the classic radio DJ picture with the microphone in front of my face. I just wanted to show people that I get to talk into a microphone.
Okay, let's see. About me. Local radio host. Looking for someone to adventure with! Exclamation point. Lewis, my dog, and Mushu and Bear, my cat, are my babies.
There's an ick. Is that an ick? Be honest. That's got to be an ick.
My babies. I feel like that could have been worded better, but like... I'm not me critiquing your Tinder bio because clearly I'm also not on it. Let's see. Ooh.
What's it go on to?
Oh, I love this. I wasn't there when Tinder changed and you could like... put your interests.
Oh, yeah.
And like what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And basics, mm-hmm. like about stuff.
What are they?
Lifestyles and stuff. Let's see. Interests, climate change, Twitch, outdoors, music, environmentalism. Looking for short term, open to long.
I put that because I feel like people get very... There's actually, now that we're looking through this, that's Nick. When people put on their Tinder profile or their dating profile, like looking for a long-term relationship. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I shouldn't judge people, but like, I was like, you're looking for your long-term relationship on Tinder. You know what I mean?
I know this girl who got married.
I know.
Because
but
she
like,
met her person.
I know people
over Tinder
who are still together, who got together on Tinder. But like, I don't know. I feel like that's a Nick to me. It just seems...
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I think it's an ick when they put short term. Okay, basics. Gemini. By the way, happy Aries season, everyone. Couldn't be more excited that it's our season. family plans. I don't want children. Oh, wow. Bold statement.
Yeah.
Other parts. Vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Green flag for sure. I love those people who...
Oh, yeah.
Put that status on
there.
Hashtag
Moderna.
Personality type. What the fuck does this mean?
So this is like, you can take these personality quizzes online.
INFJ.
Yeah. If we look it up here, let's see what it comes up as. It will tell you these like four little characters, these four letters, and it means like a type of personality. 16personalities.com is a really good website that shows them. But INFJ.
Not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let us know.
Free plug. It's weird because I'm an introverted extrovert.
Yeah,
I
feel that.
Yeah.
I also remember we were talking about public speaking.
Yeah.
And you were doing this thing for work where you had to get up in front of all these people and businesses.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I was telling our other coworkers, I was like, yeah, that's going to be great. Fucking so happy they didn't ask me to do that because I'd be so fucking weird. Not that I'm terrified of public speaking, but just that like also I've only moved to this town and you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And so like people know you, you know what I mean? Very personable. You are a very personable person. And so I was like, that's perfect. And then I remember me and you were talking about it separately and you're like, I fucking hate public speaking.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it's because I'm like used to radio being by yourself in a room. Like, yeah, you're on the radio. And like, it's so funny when somebody, not funny, I get it. When somebody's recording a podcast or like if a client comes in, at my old station, I would have clients come in and they would be so flustered to record a commercial. But then what I had to tell myself is like, oh, a lot of people are like telling themselves, a lot of people are going to hear this. A lot, like, you know what I mean? And that's where you start to like, and I do too. Like if I do think of that, those things like, oh, like what are people going to think? But I just like have to block those out when I'm doing public speaking, and I can do it, but I still get nervous.
I get
it. It's like good nerves, but, and I use those nerves. I try to, but, cause I do like performing. I do like performing in front of people, and I take public speaking as like a performance, you know? And speaking of, I actually was hosting earlier this weekend. My one friend and his wife are having a baby. And they asked me if I wanted to host the trivia games. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no problem. And I didn't think anything of it. And then today, earlier when I went there, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I was sweating. I was like, I almost blacked out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And there was like probably 30 people at this baby shower. I didn't have to be nervous, but when it's people that I know that I'm presenting to, I get very flustered.
Yeah, because it's like your friends.
It means,
and then
yeah,
I get that.
Like, I don't want to fuck up even way more.
Yeah,
because
they're your friends, so they're also like your comfort zone and like the people you're comfortable with. And then you're like, damn, now I have to go in professional mode in front of you. Like,
exactly,
that fucking sucks.
Exactly. Yeah, and then when
you feel like you're fake, but you're not, right?
No,
because
exactly.
It's just your professional
performance, like, type of
persona,
like
persona. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then when I do get flustered in that, I'm like, oh, this is awkward because they don't know me.
You're
when
fucking
I get
sweating, yeah, like bringing a towel
like,
up there.
Joe, it's like, it's just us. And I'm like, exactly, that's why I'm so fucking like nervous.
Okay, other Tinder things. Cannabis. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so one thing you wouldn't want to tell your mom.
Oh.
But we're going to go back in time when you were like, maybe like senior in high school, just about to graduate.
Oh, this is a good story. This is perfect. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if anybody that's listening had this when they graduated, but there's this thing at my alma mater high school where you wrote out a handwritten letter to your parents or your guardian that helped you, you know, get through school and that was there to support you. And everybody was writing very sentimental things, and I was too. Like, thank you guys for making me the person I am. Thank you for instilling me with amazing morals and values and, you know, just being there to support me. Then at the end, I was like, I don't know. And I was a very big goofball. I was a jokester in high school. I still am. In scenarios where you shouldn't joke around, probably, I like to. I decided I'm going to write a letter to my mom and dad and thank them for all these amazing things. And then at the end, I was like, all right, I'm becoming an adult. I need to be 100% honest with them. I need to tell them that time to time, I partake in recreational marijuana. And I was like,
I love how you worded
and
that.
I even knew it. I was like, I knew how it was back in the day. You guys might have done it. So please, don't be hypocritical. And I don't know how I had the nerve to write that to them in that letter. I don't know. I'm very open with my mom and dad, and they are open with me. They laughed. They thought it was funny. And we moved on.
That's fucking awesome, I just want to say. Because, yeah, so weed's legal.
Yes.
In Michigan. And I just got out of the military, so I've been fucking pumped about it, mm-hmm. right? And I was telling my parents, I was like trying to talk to them about it a little bit, and they were not excited. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I said, hey, don't eat anything in my cupboards. And I was like, I have a lot of candy in there that's not okay. And my mom goes, oh my God, I hope you're... And me and my mom were out shopping here.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh my God, I think we should call your dad and tell him that because he loves to eat sweet things and like chocolates and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh!
So she goes, I'm just imagining we're going to get back to the house.
And he's just enjoying himself on the couch.
Just dead. Like, hey, what happened to painting my kitchen? And he goes, yeah, I got tired. Like,
wait,
it
this,
didn't happen.
I was gonna say this didn't happen, did
but
it?
Okay. Me and my mom were imagining it happening, yeah. And it was just so fucking funny. Maybe just don't tell my mom that I am now a green girly.
You sure you don't want me to write it in like a letter to her?
Actually, that might be like the professional way to go about it.
To whom it may concern.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you because I feel very honored to be a guest in your home studio, which is so sick. so fancy, so bougie, all of whatever you can think of. And that includes so fucking expensive, I can only assume.
Well, thank you. It's like most of the time when I'm sitting here, I'm glad you got to see like how the sausage is made, if they put it
Please
like that.
Don't say that.
That's an ick. Yeah.
That's an okay. ick.
If you want to see me though and see what I do when I'm live streaming on twitch.tv, just find me twitch.tv/JoJo Radio. If you want to connect with me on Instagram, just search for JoJo Radio, hit the follow button, like and subscribe.
What a fucking ick. Definitely check out the description for Joe's social media handles. Thank you so much again, and I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Don't Tell My Mom Podcast with Liz. The views and opinions shared on this podcast don't necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, My 104.3, or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.